Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. What were some of the symptoms that you were running parallel paths before you sort of realized you were running parallel paths?
Well, that's a great question, Susie.
I think one of the symptoms was just we would each have our own agenda and realize there were conflicts in scheduling. Like, what do you mean you scheduled that? What do you mean you scheduled this? Like, I scheduled that, but we weren't talking to each other. So that was one of the first symptoms.
And I also noticed that, like, what got my attention during that time is I saw in Pam kind of this new, I don't want to call it an attitude, but that's the way it came across to me.
It was pretty close to an attitude.
It was, I don't need to check with Bill on things because I'm making more money than he is. And that got my attention because I was like, but this is not like us. Like, we didn't get married to treat each other that way. And this is different. Like marriage is never easy, and life always has its challenges. But this was different because rather than facing it together, there started to be this sense of we're doing different things and we don't need to really connect on things anymore.
I think that's so key because independence is one of the things that comes out of the parallel path, isn't it?
Very much independent. It kind of, once we realized what was going on, there was a little bit of a joke. Like, we always went into marriage with, you know, it's our money. But then I realized Bill's money was our money and my money was my money. Hmm. And that really wasn't very fair,
How
right?
nice for you, Pammy.
Yeah. And so that was a symptom, too, is, you know, that independent attitude showing up in different areas. Whether it was, like, having our own agendas for our own ministries and not really connecting them in together, the benefit is we were in leadership in youth ministry. And so the parents, the kids, just the church ministry demanded that we work really well together. And so that actually was a safeguard to our marriage in those early years, is we never wanted to go into a meeting angry at each other. So if we found that our parallel tracks were pulling us apart, we would stop, push pause, pray, regroup, and then go into the meeting. And so ministry can be a plus or a minus on this whole parallel track thing, but for us it was a plus.
Now the other symptom that I saw, Susie, in me is I had a kind of underlying resentment building against Pam and this money thing. And the way it played out in my head was, you know, when I was making more money, it was our money. Now that she's making more money, it's her money. And rather than responding to that in compassion or realizing, you know what, we're in a struggle here, and of course Pam's struggling with this because this is a whole new role for us. Instead, I had this sense of resentment building that I had to be honest about. Because if I allowed that resentment to keep building, then it turns into even more distance between people.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.